Today's day is the 20th of August 2021. I'm in Gur Ayl city still. I'm still chilling in Gur Ayl. It's hard to be honest. Like, there's so much difference in the culture and the people and the behaviors and like the food, and everything is just so different, and it makes me nervous and it makes me very anxious, to say the least. I'm not used to, used to people prying into my personal business, and all these people care about is whether I'm married or not or have kids. And honestly, and there's so much that you can take before you decide to, like, before you just snap, to be honest. And what I learned is to allow myself to feel what I need to feel, and if what they're saying really is getting to me, I just get up and walk away. Or I've been locking myself in my room, which I realized it's not an unhealthy thing to do, because my depression has been getting really bad. I've noticed that my depression was acting up in the beginning of February, like towards the end of January, beginning of February. So by the time I got here, the first 2 months of me being in Somalia, like, I've been feeling so frustrated, so angry, and on top of that, I've just been feeling so lost and sad and lonely that I felt annoyed every time somebody said something to me, and it scared me. I'm not gonna lie, it scared the crap out of me. And what I've noticed is that when my anxiety is very high, that I can't control my thoughts, and I become numb, like it triggers my depression. And I don't know if that's for everyone, but for me it triggers my depression, and I end up locking myself in my room, not wanting to do anything. I just, like, it's crazy to me the amount of self-loathing and self-hatred and negative energy that's passing through me per minute, per second. And I feel like I can't do anything, and then my thoughts and my mind go to dark places and I don't think my family realize that I deal with depression to a level where it's very, it's very hard for me to even say out loud to myself sometimes, because it scares me that I think that way. And every time I try to bring it up, it's like they give it, the cold shoulder, or they just brush off, and they just think that I'm acting up. So I just let it be. So honestly, I just try to find people that I know that understand depression, that I can talk to about what it is that I'm going through. So that's why it's really important to have a tribe of your own, some people that you can trust and that know that you're going through something, and they're just there for you. But also try to not rely on your friends too much. Like, it's really important that we get the help that we need, whether it's from therapists or psychotherapists. Like, talk to a professional, figure out what is the best way for you to deal with your depression. And what I noticed is that people deal with depression or anxiety or any mental illnesses in a different ways, because it's our interpretation of life and how we see life. So it's never going to be the same. So the method of coping with it, or the treatments of coping with those mental illnesses, it's going to be different for each and one of us. So figure that out for yourself. Take time to learn about yourself, learn about your triggers, learn about your trauma, learn about the ways that could help you snap out of what you're going through, even if it's just like such a small thing. It's sad that right now I don't have somebody that I can talk to face to face about my situation or my struggles that I'm going through. I feel really lonely, in a sense of like, oh my God, like, I'm away from home. I'm away from the people that I usually turn to. And that no matter what I do, nobody's gonna understand me here. And it's a very lonely feeling of what's next for me. Like, is this going to be the time where I do something really, you know, really bad in order for me to cope? Or am I going to still try the best that I could to keep going and to keep fighting and allow myself to keep calling those people and talking to them about what's going on with me, even though they're not here with me in person, just so that I can stop myself from taking that permanent step. It's such a struggle to maintain this happy, positive feeling that I keep pretending to do, because I know that's not how I really feel. I know that I'm so tired of pretending. I'm so tired of trying to get people to understand me. Like, I get it, they will never understand me because they don't know about mental health. They don't know about the issues that people that deal with severe depression and anxiety deal with on a daily basis. And I'm just tired of opening my mouth, and I'm tired of explaining myself every single day. And it's scary. The methods that I used to use to cope with are not working now. I used to journal to understand what I'm going through, or what's inside my head. I used to take a shower to allow myself to calm down. I used to go for a walk to clear my head. I used to meditate to, you know, calm my mind and ground myself. None of that seemed to be working for me right now. I feel so tense, like my whole body feels tense and numb, that I can't maintain the focus and the energy to really just focus and to just allow myself to have the calmness and the peacefulness that I used to have, because I'm in such unfamiliar territory and environment. If any of my Somali listeners that know a good way of coping with depression and anxiety while in Somalia, please let me know, because I feel like I'm at my last straw and I'm at my breaking point. All right, I will see you in the next episode. I feel like I talked a little too much, but I don't know when the next episode will be posted, since I haven't recorded it yet. I wasn't even sure that I was gonna post anytime soon, so this episode that I just posted is it was spur of the moment thing, and it was just something that I needed to do for myself. So stay tuned for the next episode. All right, bye you guys.